You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little-known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry.
My name is Ben Harbert. I'm a professor of music at Georgetown University, and I'm also a filmmaker. The film that I've made recently is called Follow Me Down, Portraits of Louisiana Prison Musicians. Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women is the only state women's facility, so it houses about half of the women incarcerated in Louisiana. The other half are spread out in parish jails. We've followed three women who were relatively new to the prison, joining the choir. And the choir is the only sponsored musical group at the women's prison. So these women come in and they're so terrified, and yet they're joining the choir, and what they find, or what one of them, especially Thais DeFillo, finds in the choir is she finds a place where she can actually talk to people.
I've been here like a month and 2 weeks. My probation officer violated me for non-payment of fees. When Katrina came, we all had to leave. They considered that absconding, but that didn't stick. So he got me for non-payment of fees. When I first came here, I was kind of scared, nervous about being around different people, things that I really haven't, you know, been around all my life. So it was different, just scary.
They're going through such a chaotic emotional experience, and yet they can't trust anyone there to talk to, because who knows, what if I talk about all my fears and anxieties to this woman, and she takes advantage of it and she steals all my money, or she tells all these people to beat me up or something. I mean, there's a severe lack of trust in prisons, and yet that's the place, it's the time when you need someone to trust. So this musical community ends up for Thais being something where she can find trust, and she can become more of a whole person again, as much as you can behind bars.
When I found out they had a choir, I'm like, I want to join. I want to see what it's like. And they sounded so together. It was just open. You're not looking at these people like me, criminals, but you're just like, okay, you have to look at what's there.
Okay, just like the other ladies, you can sing anything you want. Feel comfortable.
It's very powerful. When she auditions for the choir, she's never sung in front of an audience before, and she's terrified.
Why should I feel discouraged?
And it's not... The hard thing about making films about music is everybody wants the music to be great. But... great music isn't the only important music.
My heart be lonely.
She stumbles on some notes. Her voice is pretty weak. She warbles around. I'm sure America's Greatest Singer television show would probably boot her off. But it's you can see all of the fear and emotion and confusion inside of her in that moment. That to me is pretty powerful.
His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
When I screened this at the women's prison, the Thais and Consuela was a is the director of the inmate choir. And I was talking to them afterwards, and they said that a lot of times women will sing when going through some emotional trauma, because women are policed in prisons. Women are policed to ensure that they won't commit suicide, because women tend to be violent inwards. Women tend to harm themselves, whereas men tend to be violent to other people. And so prisons, when they suspect somebody is going to hurt themselves, they put them on suicide watch, and they put them in lockdown in the cell, it's terrible to be locked up by yourself in solitary confinement. And so if women start crying because their child was killed or their mother died or something like that, and become really emotionally distraught, they're at risk of being placed in lockdown. So they told me that a lot of times women will sing because it's a way of getting those emotions out in a passable way.
Well, I wasn't at choir rehearsal for Sunday because I got in trouble and I got locked up.
When Raquel Gregory, who's a singer who gets placed in lockdown, and lockdown is the prison within the prison.
I had a fight, basically. And that's the punishment and stuff. You gotta leave the choir and be placed in lockdown.
And she sings a song that she wrote called Only Time.
I'm gonna sing this one. The name is Only Time. It goes, Only.
And on the outside, if you didn't see it in prison, it would just be some metaphor. And the song, See When It Rains, It Pours.
And the heart gets sore. And when it pours, it storms. And the pain come rushing in at once. And when it storms, it floods. And everything comes back at once. But only time can make it go away. Only time.
Because so often we experience music detached from any context other than the radio or now our computer or whatever it is. You know, you might have liner notes or an album cover or something like that, or you have the context of your friends handing you something, and this is cool and that's cool. But to have music that's created and performed and witnessed and absorbed and thought about by that community who's suffering that very thing makes me remember and value what music's potential is, which is to transform and to transform a reality and give you new ways of looking at it, to return transformed.
And when it storms, it floods. Got you feeling unloved. But only time can make it go away. Only time can take away these things. 'Cause there ain't nothing I can do, nothing I can say to make everything okay. How I wish I could wipe away your tears. How I wish I could take away your fears. But only. That's it.
I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.